The Nationals have won 6 straight games against the Marlins entering Tuesday. These fans will not see Bryce, but they will see Steven Strasburg. He carries a 20-inning scoreless streak into this one. Let's pick it up, top two of a scoreless game.
Now the pitch swung on, line to right, base hit Severino. Coming in from third to score is Adam Lynn. Stopping at second is Michael Taylor.
Swing and a miss. And a 1-2 here. Yelich just can't gauge the big drop and the big hook. In there for a called third. 2-2, runner holding. Breaking ball and Real Muto not able to deal with Strasburg's hook. 26 consecutive scoreless innings.
Swing by Murphy, a drive to deep right, down the line. Is it high enough? It is. It's gone. Goodbye. Stanton couldn't catch this one. A bullet, a line drive home run for Daniel Murphy.
And now one out to get.
Doolittle delivers, swinging a line drive, caught at third by Anthony Rendon. And a curly W's in the books.
Nationals hang on for the 2-1 win. Steven Strasburg extends his scoreless inning streak to 26. He's now won 6 straight starts against the Fish with a 1.26 ERA in that span. Gio Gonzalez squares off with Dylan Peters on Wednesday. Steven Strasburg turned in 6 scoreless innings with 8 Ks, and Daniel Murphy went deep in the 8th as the Nats held on for a 2-1 victory over the Marlins at Marlins Park on Tuesday. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker.
I mean, he threw the ball great, and it just came up again. And I don't know what to make of it because our trainers are working on it. He's taking anti-cramping medicine and all that kind of stuff, so I don't know what to make of it. So I'm not a doctor, just have to make the moves when we have to make the moves. And our bullpen came in, Sammy did a great job. Everybody did a great job. And it was a great game. Yeah, I mean, we think we had, well, it wasn't the 90 pitches as much as we took him as far as we could go, you know, with his cramps. And then plus the last game, he had gone an extended period of time, so it was a perfect time to take him out and turn it over to our bullpen. I mean, he has great command right now. I mean, he has a great command of his fastball, and they're really not picking up his changeup or his slider. And you know, it's a tough team over here, you know, to shut out. And we almost shut him out, you know, had not been for the little blooper by Ozuna and then the pass ball. But man, he's throwing the ball. He's throwing the ball great. So we certainly got to keep him healthy down the stretch here.
Things got a little bit dicey for Sean Doolittle in the 9th inning as the Marlins pushed across a run to cut the deficit in half. But Doolittle settled down to pick up the save, preserving Washington's 2-1 win against Miami on Tuesday night. Doolittle spoke to the media after the game.
I got to do a better job with the leadoff guy. You know, in general, I've done a good job getting good quality of contact. I've gotten in good counts, and I feel like I've dictated most of those at-bats, but last night and tonight, the leadoff guy gets on. Like I said, it kind of opens up Pandora's box a little bit and makes my job a lot easier. Fortunately, we pushed that run across, so I had a little bit of room to work, but down the stretch and in the playoffs, I got to do a better job getting that first guy out.
The Nationals send Gio Gonzalez to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Dylan Peters.